Politicians in Iraq's Kurdistan region say the negotiations to form the new government have reached a dead end. Over 5 months have passed since Kurdistan's parliamentary election results were announced. The opposition Change Movement won second place, but its members say the winning Kurdistan Democratic Party wants to continue its historical coalition with the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan.
The citizens will lose their trust because when you take part in an election, you hope to see the people you voted for in power. The political games and the delayed process have only benefited the Democratic Party and the Patriotic Union.
The Democratic Party has been blamed for the delays. Party officials admit that there have been some obstacles in the process, but still claim that they want the Change Movement to join the new cabinet.
I reject this propaganda that blames the Democratic Party, because from the first day the party has been trying to attract national consensus and form the government. The Democratic Party benefits from unity and unity of winners in forming a unified government.
The Change Movement wanted the Deputy Prime Minister to be from its party, but the Patriotic Union insisted to represent the position. The Change Movement has now shifted its interest towards the post of the Interior Minister, with the Patriotic Union trying to win the position for its members. Change Movement members say the failed negotiations are a way to force their party to return to the opposition ranks. But the Democratic Party claims the negotiation process is still ongoing and there's no hidden agenda to exclude the Change Movement. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.